Hello again. Welcome to the Thinking from Far Away podcast, where we talk about what's going on at the IBM Think 2019 conference in San Francisco. Today is Friday, February 15th. My name is Julian Robichaud. I am here with Gab Davis. Say hello, Gab.
Hello.
And Theo Hesselman. Say hello, Theo.
Hello. Cheers from Belgium.
Today we also have three special guests. The first is Maria Norden. Maria, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I can do that. Hello there. My name is Maria Norden. I work for an Australian business partner called ISW, but I'm located in Sweden. I work with business development and sales and marketing for our Kudos team.
And we also have on the call Chris. I'm going to mess up your last name, Chris. Can you introduce yourself, please?
No problem. Good morning, everybody out of San Francisco. I am Chris de Bisschop. I am from GroupWave, a Belgian business partner, and we are specialized in serving customers with Nodes and Domino. We are doing development and infrastructure support.
Great. And our third guest this morning, we've also got your friend and mine, Christoph Adler. Say hello, Christoph.
Hello, everybody. Thank you very much, Julian. My name is Christoph Adler, and I'm with PanAgenda. I'm a senior consultant, and I'm mainly focused in Nodes client management.
Great. Well, today is our wrap-up podcast. It's the last day of the conference. Things are kind of winding down, and all of our guests in San Francisco are, I'm sure, completely exhausted. I would also like to point out that it is currently 8 a.m. in San Francisco, so a really special thanks to all of our guests for being super troopers and waking up so early to be on the podcast. So thank you again for being here with us. I hope you all have coffee, except for Christoph, who I hope has no caffeine because you get very hyper.
Sorry, I have a Red Bull here. Sorry, I have to say that.
Oh, worse.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. Okay, well, really, just to start things off, has this been a good week for you guys? What do you think? How has the conference been, just overall? Maria, I will let you answer that first.
Okay, for me, it has been a very good conference, but I can't help but feeling that it's some kind of goodbye conference for all of us ICSers. A few tears have been dropped or shed or whatever you call it during this time, mostly late at night when we feel a little bit emotional that this is it for us. But other than that, the conference has been great, but a lot of walking. We are, as you know, it's spread out on two hotels and it's 15 minutes walk in between them. So we spend a lot of time walking. Rainy and cold, but
at least
we
got some fresh air and some sunshine.
Absolutely, no, it's rainy actually, but we are all warm in our hearts, so that is good. Yeah.
Well, Chris, how about you? Did you have a good time? Did this feel like kind of conferences of old, or is this just a big brand new IBM experience?
Well, yeah. So there is a huge amount of people over here, but The good thing of that is that even if there is a whole bunch of people, the ICS people get together always. We find each other in whatever hotel, so that is no problem. Well, the walking, well, yeah, I like the walking, but if it's raining, well, that it's less, that I don't like, but no real problem. but for the rest, I feel a good vibe within ICS, and I feel a good vibe within the HCL people and the IBM people. So, and that's the positive thing that I want to take back with me and get the energy out of it. So,
yeah. Well, Christoph, did you have a good time?
Oh, thanks for asking. Yeah, it's been a great week so far, except for the weather, of course. The walking is good if the sun is shining. And we had, I think, one half of the day we could see the sun. So, yeah. and having the chance to meet so many ICS people is always just wonderful. Although I know a lot of people are missed, including you, Julian, Gabriella, Theo, and a lot of more people. And yes, Maria, you are absolutely right. It feels like a goodbye conference. But in another way, we already know that a lot of good conferences upcoming this year. So it feels like a goodbye and hello in the same way. But it's good. Yeah.
Okay, I got a few questions. And have you heard anything about attendee numbers? More than Las Vegas, less, any idea?
I heard 11,000. I don't know if that's correct, but it's a number that's flying around.
Oh, I got a complete different number. I got 25. I got 25,000.
I heard half a million. So somewhere
between those. There is a slight difference, yeah, because I heard of about 40,000. So yeah, so the numbers are not correct.
It's interesting from looking at the pictures this week. I mean, the ICS community, we tend to kind of group together.
Yes,
and we were quite a small part this week, which, you know, is fair enough. We're passing from IBM hands into HCL, but I'm hope from what Maria was saying, you know, you guys were still there as a community together within the conference. So there did seem to be some really interesting ICS stuff going on.
So Christoph, let me start with you first. What news did you hear this week that you didn't expect to hear?
So to be honest, not so many real news. You know, we are all connected to IBM and HCL, and typically we, and also as a champion, we get normally news before the conference happens. But one of the things which were very awesome is the demos of Luis Garrigue. I'm not sure if you're aware what happened during the ICS keynote. So Luis had a phone call with the Domino server and used Alexa to do stuff in his databases.
No! only developers would find that exciting.
This is so awesome.
Because Gecko replied.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, Christoph, you were part of the news that no one expected to hear this week with the Marvel client announcement, which you were the only one that knew about it going in. For the rest of us, it was news.
Oh yeah, you're right. But you asked me what, you know, news for me.
and
one of the big news, let's say, is that you can upgrade from all of your older used Notes versions to Notes 10 with Marvel Client Upgrade Free Edition, which is available on March 14 for everybody. So,
very cool.
How far back does that go, Christoph? Like, do you know, like 8, 7, 6? If you don't know, feel free to say that.
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
What is the earliest Notes client that the upgrade supports?
It's version 6. Yeah, it's 6.0 actually. Because we know there are customers out there which are having, like, you know, huge trouble getting some clients upgraded to the latest version, right? And we want to make it that easy for them. And also it includes, which is very important, like old single user installations they will automatically migrate it to multi-user installations. So it's a really good thing. You really should do that. And as I said, it's for free, so just do it. And it is easy. It's super easy. It's like an installation wizard. So I have a bet with Jared Roberts from ISW that we will get Marvel Client Essentials installed, Marvel Client Essentials deployed to Notes Client, and a Notes Client upgrade for Notes 10.01 prepared in under 10 minutes.
Wow.
Can you record it if you do it?
We will, because we have to prove, you know, who is the fastest ones. Yeah, yeah. We will do that.
Yeah. That sounds like a late night bet.
Yeah, it was actually. Maybe it was beer involved.
Well, and that kind of thing can really help. And I'm not going to say reinvigorate. That's probably the wrong word. But you know, we want people to be moving to Notes 10 and Domino 10. I mean, that's important to ICS and collaboration people in general, because as companies stay with Notes and upgrade and continue their investment, you know, that's good for all of us. You know, that's the important part of the story as well.
Yeah.
is that you know, we really want people to say, hey, let's look at the stuff that HCL is doing, and let's try this new stuff out, and let's deploy the new stuff, and anything we can do to make that easier is going to be great. And really, in terms of HCL, you know, there were a lot of sessions by HCL, and we saw a couple of videos and things like that. But were there any roadmap kinds of things that came out that we might have missed or that we did see that we should talk about now? I'll let anyone answer that question.
Well, what I saw yesterday in the session about what's coming up with V11 was that they will have the app dev pack for Windows instead of only for Linux. And yeah. Another good thing is that they will provide a web client for the low-code developer, which for me is awesome because I am a low-code developer.
There's also the Notes mobile coming to Android and Chrome OS, Notes client for those two platforms, which is a fantastic strategic initiative, I think, which is going to really mean a lot to people. And it shows the amount of investment that's being put in here.
I saw that they were showing my wine app in Android. Pretty cool. So that means that they're really far with the whole development already for the Android. Yeah.
It seems there were a bit of more challenges on the Android platform than with the iOS platform, but they are getting it. We only saw a small glimpse of it, but we are getting the idea. So that's really cool. So they are really putting the client on different platforms, like they do it for the server.
And it's interesting. I mean, HTML don't have a habit of showing things that aren't real. If you saw it, it's real.
Yeah.
Which I think is really important. And there was also, I think, a fair amount of talk about what's coming in version 11, which we'll hear more about on the March 14th podcast. So a lot of kind of forward thinking things.
Yeah, so I was, not say disappointed, but I wanted to see some screens yesterday and they didn't show any screens for the Notes client. But that only means that they are not already ready and they just want to show something which is ready or almost ready.
I agree. I mean, I think they've said version 11 is all about the client and they've talked about rebuilding the client, doing a thin client. So that says to me they're tearing it down to the ground and rebuilding. So it's going to take a bit longer, I think, until we see things, because they're not just enhancing what's there. That's very exciting and, you know, intriguing, I think. But it sounds like they're just taking a run at a client platform from scratch.
Well, they promised me that we will see something more at the factory tour. So, and that is within 2 weeks. So I can wait 2 weeks. That's no problem. The other thing I saw was when I was in the Verse on-prem session, and they really emphasized that people that are using iNotes for the moment, you really have to look into Verse on-prem, because they are putting all features of iNotes in Verse on-prem.
They also
showed the a little preview of the Verse on-prem web interface for your mobile client.
So all of the delegation stuff and rules and things that we have in iNotes are coming to Verse on-prem.
They are coming to Verse on-prem.
Very nice.
And what I like also is that last year and at Engage on the ship, on the marvelous ship, I sent out a list of requests and remarks to Barry Rosen about features that weren't there in Verse on-prem. And what I saw in the session of Verse on-prem was that we will now be able to download all attachments with one single click, which wasn't doable until now. So he's really listening to what I'm asking him. So that's really great.
Maria, did you see anything really cool? Notes or connections or IBM, anything?
Yes, so connections is dear to my heart. So I was focusing a little bit of that. During the ICS Community Day Tuesday, I was, first of all, very, very excited to see that we actually were so many ICSer in the room. When I entered there, I thought we were going to be, I don't know, 100 or something like that, but the room was packed. And it was quite a lot of Domino, of course. But then Danielle Baptiste entered the stage in her red jacket. She made a joke about it, that everything was so yellow, so she needed to have a red jacket to just point out that here comes connections. And it's a really good vibe around connections now, and I feel very positive about the future for connections. And I hope that HCL is going to make the same investment and commitment to connections as they have done for Domino. And now they announced that they're going to do jams for connections as they have done for Domino. So that's awesome. There is a link somewhere I think we can post.
It's on our previous podcast blogs, and it'll be on this one as well.
Yeah. One of the connections jams will be tied together with Engage.
Yes.
For the day before Engage. That would be good.
I think they released like 5 cities, but there will be more as well. So that's good. And they're also another good thing that I was quite happy about was that they're a new little thing in connections, that you're going to be able to change ownership of files. And when I heard that, I was so very happy, because many of my customers have asked for just that. So that made my day.
I was going to say, we spoke briefly about Customizer and them improving the installation and management of Customizer, that's really going to allow people to more easily customize and brand and add specific features into their version of connections. So they really are thinking about how to make these deployments easier.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so many HCLers are here at the conference as well, and it's a really good vibe around.
Yeah, I also heard that there was the ICS Community Night. I think was that last night or the night before?
It was the night before. We ping-ponging at the table tennis club, and that was very, very fun.
And who won? Who won? Richard or Renas?
Juanes and Richard Jeffs had a little challenge thing there going on. Yeah.
So we've officially moved from Back to the Future to Queen and We Will Rock You. I saw the intro to Richard Jeffs and Andrew Bambi's presentation, which was everyone singing to We Will Rock You.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
You cannot fault them for energy and commitment.
And everybody was looking at us. So people that were passing by the theater, they were looking at us, and we had something. Well, we just have fun.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think especially at a big conference like IBM Think, that you really notice how the ICS community is truly just this kind of happy, fun-loving community where everyone is kind of doing these crazy fun things, and there's Australia Night, and there's these special receptions just for ICS, and I don't know that the other brands have that kind of thing.
I don't think so either, actually.
And if they have it, it's completely different, right? So when I look back, I try to look back to the ICS reception, because directly afterwards the Aussie party happened, so it's kind of a challenge to remember everything. But I have to say that. But I really have to say the ping pong place was just wonderful. It was an awesome venue, and the food was nice, the staff was nice, the drinks were good, and we had a lot of fun together. So it was like, it was loud, it was music was there, and yeah.
Yeah. Even the ping pong balls were tagged with Domino Forever.
Oh yeah.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
they had a full bathtub of ping pong balls branded Domino Forever.
Yeah. I don't think that's the thing about this community. You create the space and we will turn up. I mean, leaving aside the fact that some of us on this call didn't turn up, in most cases, you create the conference, you create the environment, and we will turn out, because we're all about community and collaboration and working together.
So as far as kind of collaboration and events and things like that, we have some events coming up throughout the rest of the year, too. This isn't the only ICS community kind of thing that's happening. So what else, or what other events are you guys going to this year? Christoph, I'll let you start on that one.
Oh, so the answer is long, because my plans are, first of all, to go to the factory tour in Milano. I was thankfully invited, and I'm very happy about that. Then the next event is, of course, the Engage in Brussels, in Belgium. Every Engage is just awesome. So thank you very much for doing all your work on that, Theo. Then afterwards, absolutely, I think the DENOC happens, and there's an ISBG meeting in Stockholm this year. So the ISBG is originally coming from Norway, but this year it's like a combination of all Nordic countries. So ISBG meeting in Stockholm, and then I think it's also coming up is the Collapse Fee in Boston.
Yes, and I think there's also potentially another factory tour around the same time as Boston Collapse Fee. They've said July, June, something like that.
Around the same time.
So, Chris, are you going to be able to make it to any of those, or is this sort of the big spend for the year going to think?
Well, I will be at the factory tour in Milan also, and then, of course, Engage. I've been spreading around the world here for Engage, and lots of people are saying, yeah, we are coming, yeah, great venue, yeah. So everybody is very excited. Then afterwards, I will be also in Stockholm, and then they are announcing the factory tour in Boston again in July. And then there is also an announcement for a factory tour in Asia Pacific. So very interested to go over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Maria, I guess you will at least be at Social Connections, right?
Definitely. I will be at Social Connections in September in Europe. And I
Where is that, Maria? Be more specific.
Where Europe is or where the conference is. That question I have received like 200 times this Think Days. Where is it? Oh, we don't know yet. Oh, well, we know. We almost know. But we don't want to say a specific city yet, because we know that once we say city, people start booking hotels and flights, and we are a little bit nervous for that. So if something like we need to change something last minute. So. But it will be in September. But of course, Engage and the ISBG meeting in Stockholm, my hometown. So I should be there as well. And also there is DNAG in June. And the factory tour. Yes. That's it, I think.
Yeah, same for me. I'll do the factory tour. I'll probably be in Engage as well if I can make it.
Hopefully, yes.
I speak at ISBG as well, and I'm going to visit DNAC for the first time. So I'm looking forward to all of that.
And you're coming to Social Connections, of course, as well, Theo.
Well, it depends where it is, of course.
Good.
So, and if there is a Connections Jam in Europe or in Brussels, I will be there definitely also.
All right.
Definitely. That goes without saying.
Like I said, I'm working together with IBM to schedule it the day before Engage. So together with the other workshops, and probably in the same hotel. So we'll see. We'll see what we can do about that. Because what would be easiest for a lot of people, they would just schedule their trip to Engage a day earlier, and then they can join the jam.
I have to say, I'm jealous of Stockholm. I've never been. Well, yeah, that should be good.
Yeah, so, you should be there, yeah.
I should be there. I should look at that. So the thing I really miss this year, because I love doing it, I know you do as well, Maria, is the show floor. And it was so enormous last year, I barely managed to cover it. What did you think of the show floor this year? Did you see anything that looked interesting or an interesting theme?
Actually, I was more impressed last year in Las Vegas of the Think show floor. It was somehow more vibrant. It was slightly bigger. It felt like it anyway. But
this
somehow
year.
It had... No, it was bigger last year, I think.
Okay.
And at least it feels like that. And the vibe is not the same. It could be me personally, or it could be the conference as such. It's more messy, the layout. It's not like clear. Last year it was like AI was here, But Watson was there. It was like you could navigate quite easily. But we were
so we didn't group it together. So last year, like, all the security stuff was all in one place, which is great.
Yeah, actually, they were that here now this year as well. But it was they were like a little bit in each other, so they were not like clear. Okay. Yeah, and also we were trying to find a booth to pick our Aussie tickets, and just that the numbering of the booths was also very confusing. But never mind that. There was not many ICS booths, naturally.
But
I don't think I got the feeling that, I mean, it's so big, so the chance you have for someone walking by using Connections or Domino is very, very small.
And how was the Champions booth?
That was actually good. I liked the Champions lounge. And Libby Ingracia, our champion wrangler, she has been working like crazy this week, running around, helping us all. You know how it is. Libby this, Libby that, we want this. But she has been amazing, I must say. And the lounge was very good. Comfy sofas a DJ playing for us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And a good location as well, I think. Eh?
Yes, exactly. It was just above the stairs down to the showcase floor.
Wow, perfect.
Yeah. And she held the round tables in the Champions Lounge, which was, they were really well attended, I hear. And I had one yesterday about user groups. And Libby said that last year it was so popular, that round table about user groups. So she actually took both tables for that. There were two large tables for like maybe 12, 15 people in each table. And sure enough, both tables filled up. And it was very, very nice. The interest for user group in the IBM space in general is very high, actually. And the community leader, I can't remember his name now.
Marius.
Yes, he was so interested in, he interviewed us, and he wants to know more how IBM can help user groups to learn from each other and to share best practices with each other. And fun thing, as we talked about before, ICS, we are very collaborative and always wants to be in everything. He asked us to help out and participate. Oh, you are so good in the collaboration space, the user group. You are always talking to each other and this and that. So can you please help us be in this new... he was talking about the chat and our community and things like that. But we were sorry to say that, yeah, we can be in for a while, but we don't know what's going to happen. Well, we are fairly sure that the IBM user groups are not going to be in the IBM space anymore.
You know, it is interesting, though, that in this day and age of internet chats and forums and social media, that people still actually want to meet each other in person, and they want to go to conferences or go to user groups, you know, these hyper-local kinds of things, and talk to people face-to-face, because you would think that we were moving to a point where no one wants to see other people in meet space anymore. And I guess they do. There is kind of a desire to do that.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but you know how it feels when you come home after a conference, whichever it is, if it's a small one or a big one, Think or a user group, you come home like energized. Almost everyone does that. You have that spark and you have new energy.
Yeah.
At least that is like that for me.
Well, you know, we are right at 30 minutes right now, so I want to start wrapping it up, but I want to make sure that we kind of covered everything, too. So let me start with Chris. Chris, was there anything else that we needed to cover that you wanted to mention about the conference before we close it up?
Well, everything has been said, and as Maria said, we are all energized, and we feel the vibe, and everybody has the energy of saying, well, we go for it. We go for it, and we're going to help and support the HEL guys to do this. And, yeah, that's it.
Christoph Adler, same question. Any kind of closing remarks, anything that you you would like to share with the listening audience as a wrap-up to the Think Conference?
Okay. I would add something to the show floor situation. So I completely agree with Maria. But since we are, we Pan Agenda, we had a booth there. By the way, fun fact, our booth had the same size as the Domino and Connections booth, which was the smallest version of a booth which you could get. And we were standing together. So we were like 3 meters away from each other. And one good thing is with the show floor was during the reception, of course, everybody from the ICS world was, let's say, in our region, and we had a good party there. So that is one of the positive things is all the ICS people, they will find, you know, what they are searching for. And I agree, Maria, finding the booth for Tiny, the former EFOX guys, were a bit difficult. And I would love to add, just saying that the ICS sessions were, every session I saw and I attended to was fully packed with people, and it was just wonderful to see how people are interacting with the speakers and Beckworth. So I really liked that, and I really enjoyed that.
Great. Yeah, that is great to hear, because, you know, you don't want to be in a situation where you go to a conference, you know, Think is so big, and the ICS piece of IBM is small, you know, really, in the big scheme of things. And it is great that there still are, you know, packed sessions, and even if it's hard to find the booths, that people are going and trying to find the booths, and that there is still a lot of interest for the people that are going with, I guess, with ICS and collaboration in mind. So, yeah, that's great to hear. Maria, last closing kinds of comments from you.
Well, I do hope that we don't have to go to San Francisco again for a conference. Just because that it is very, very expensive here, as you know. And it's the busing, they have like conference buses that are busing us around, and it's long lines, waiting times, and it's... I think that where we have been before, like Orlando or Las Vegas, it's more suitable for conferences. But other than that, conference all good. It's a good vibe. And that's it, I think.
Okay. Well, I'm going to point these questions back to Gab and Teo. Also, Gab, you know, me and you and Teo were not there at the conference. Do you kind of regret not being able to go?
It hurts, but I think I'll be at Milan on the Factory Tour in a couple of weeks. I'll be at Engage. I think if I didn't know these other events were coming up where I could, you know, not only meet my friends, but exchange ideas and suck energy from them in order to reinvigorate myself. If I didn't know I was going to Milan and Brussels and Collabsphere, I might feel the pain a bit more. But I think, as Maria said, I think it was... as we move from IBM to HCL, time to say goodbye and move on to the next stage. So, no, I think I'm good.
Okay. Well, Teo, do you think...
It's about the same for me. It's about the same for me. I mean, I regret missing people, missing seeing people in real life. I regret the Verumbra dinner, for instance. I regret a few parties. I haven't been there. but otherwise, you regret, like I said, I mean, we'll see each other in Milan, we'll see each other again, so I'm good.
Yeah. And what about you, Julian?
Oh, me, of course. I should answer the question, too. That's rude of me not to answer. I certainly miss it, because this is the first, you know, Lotusphere-ish conference. The first conference in January, February from IBM that I haven't been to in a really, really long time. And it did feel like there was a little bit of a hole in the beginning of the year, not prepping for the conference and not going and things like that. But at the same time, I am so glad that we are at a point right now where we've got people that are very active on Twitter and that are blogging about the kinds of things that happen there. So it is kind of nice.
Absolutely.
That even though we're far away, we didn't get to be there, that we did get to see a lot of the stuff coming out of the conference. And hopefully there's going to be a lot of stuff on SlideShare coming up with the sessions that we missed, and maybe some webcasts, and that the information from the conference will start filtering out. It's just that going to the conference, it's also condensed, and you can kind of grab everything while you're there. Whereas if you don't go, then you have to do a lot of work to try to scramble and find the information as it sort of leaks out. But then again, that's kind of why we did the podcast too, to try to consolidate some of that.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah.
So anyway, with that, thank you guys so much for waking up early, being on the podcast, being part of the show. We really appreciate it. It was great. I'm glad that you had a good time at the show, and hope you all have a safe trip home.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, guys.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.